Hi Colin, it's Barry here. Colin from home, because I don't have a fancy studio in which to do my recording. Just to say thoughts on things. I did mention in the Discord about maybe doing a light version, but also maybe consider doing a quick start roll session, because you can use that then to, give people a taste of your game, especially before you go to maybe Kickstarter for your zine. Something else I was thinking about as well as the title. I mean, maybe just call it Spike Pit. I mean, just keep it simple. Stick to the branding. I mean, sweat of a mind, Shadow the GM, GM Shadow, None of this, like, keep off the borderlands, Expedition to Grizzly Peaks nonsense, which doesn't tell you who the person is that made it, Link it directly to yourself and everyone knows that you made it. You get the credit for it then. You see what I'm saying? Anyway, any more thoughts and I'll send them your way. Speak to you later.
Hi there. I'm Colin Green. You're listening to Spike Pit, but this is not one of my normal episodes. I'm calling these episodes my drive-by episodes, wherein I speak a little bit more candidly about the things that are on my mind. I'll be pulling less punches, maybe biting a bit less on my tongue. Now, if you think that's perhaps not such a good thing, then this is not the episode for you. Remember, this is a drive-by.
So it seems the Spike Pit three-step RPG has generated quite a bit of interest. I've got a bunch of call-ins now. I'm going to play to you. I haven't got too much to add. I think I'm grateful for them in the main. Although, I've got a niggling feeling that there's a few folk out there that are not really taking me serious as a designer. But, I mean, that is understandable. This is my first official effort at writing and producing an RPG. So there's bound to be a few sceptics. But on the whole, I think there's some really solid advice there. And, I'll let you make up your own mind. Oh yeah, before we go any further, I just wanted to say to Barry, who kicked things off at the beginning of the show, when you've been podcasting for a little while, it's tradition almost to pretend that you've got a studio, when in fact you're just sitting in your car recording. So I don't know if you're aware of that. I know you're still kind of a little bit new. Also, the point about Spike Pit was a good point. But I think you missed the fact that my new system is actually called Spike Pit's three-step RPG. Just a small point, but I have worked it in there. And you have got me thinking I might drop the rest of it and just keep the Spike Pit bit. You know, it's a bit more punchy.
Colin, I'm sorry, I just had to call in. Especially after listening to Barney complicating matters again, my tendency is to go rules light, and I have been up myself going over this, trying to get this down, and I've kind of solo play tested it and everything, but how about making it a diceless system? Step one, make shit up. Step two, make more shit up. Now, the only thing I'm struggling with is a title. Initially, I thought the two-step, or shit and shittery, or maybe shit a brick. Sorry, abridged.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Hold on a minute, Spencer. Don't get carried away, but it's all right. He does clarify things a little bit.
Sorry, I just wanted to clarify something. When I said I've been up myself, I mean, I've been up all night, the same as you. I mean, I don't want to put any disturbing images in your mind and have you bringing up your breakfast in the studio and having it get that validated.
Colin, distraught and solitary traveler here from the Drowsy Manticore podcast. I think you misconstrued my last message as someone who is himself certifiably full of shit. I feel like I am your target audience here. When you've created a game that is two-thirds full of shit, I feel like you're packing it in there, and I'm definitely the audience for this. And you gotta let me know when the publishing date is. Although I did have a horrible thought. I know you don't follow modern games at all, but what you describe actually sounds very similar to the way Dungeons & Dragons is played, and I am concerned that Hasbro might slap a lawsuit on you, so you might want to seek out an intellectual property lawyer before you proceed with this project. But I hope it goes well, because like I said, I, being full of shit, I can't wait to play this game.
So, Lonely, yeah, I know, thank you for your concern with regards to lawsuits, etc., but you can't copyright a game mechanism like rolling dice. So, Watsy, you can get the best lawyers you fancy. You won't be catching our old Spike Pit quite so easily. However, I would like to say that I took quite an original approach by going back to my roots, looking at the origins of the game. And that, for me, is the playground, or the woods, or out in the back garden, when as kids we all like to play pretend. When I talk about a sandbox in my design, I mean a box what's got sand in it. Yeah, pretend, make shit up. Gygax, I'm sure he was pulling on similar influences when he came up with Dungeons and Dragons. And Mr. Arneson, also, don't tell me they didn't play cowboys and Indians or army. I mean, we all played army, surely. Going around the playground, choo-choo. And then all the arguments about whether you are dead and everything, that's why you bring in the dice. You don't need to argue about whether you're dead if you've got dice. I mean, that's the real roots of role-playing games right there.
Colin, Chris Shorb here, calling about your RPG. I feel like it's an RPG that's ripe for the index card treatment, and I look forward to Kickstarter where I can get the gold-plated index card, or maybe even the solid gold brick index card that has the rules on it. And the other thing I was thinking about is that there could very immediately out of the gate be kind of an inter-family addition war between you know, make shit up, roll dice, make shit up, and then Arfed, who might be going with something more along the lines of make shit up, draw a card, make shit up. I don't know. I just am projecting some turbulent waters there in the family coming up. So just wanted to call in. And touch base. Take care. Bye.
Cautious predictions from Chris then. But Chris, if you're listening, I don't think you need to be too concerned. I've actually got a call in now from my brother. Arfed's got a few things to say.
So I heard there's been a bit of buzz about this new RPG that you're releasing, this Three Steps RPG. I thought I'd check it out. Been having a look. I think you've done a good job. You've simplified it. You've made it nice and easy. But I'm just wondering, have you just made it for the listeners? You know, these old school grognards. It seems like you've made it almost too simple. Streamlined it a little bit too much. A bit deadly, maybe. I'm just thinking you're just bowing down to what your listeners want you to come up with, maybe. And then the sceptical part of me thought, well, perhaps you're doing that so that then you can just bring out loads of extra releases and really milk it, like shit in the forest and shit in the mountains and random shit you can find in the dungeons. Yeah, I'm not sure.
I actually think Arfed might be onto something there. There is quite a lot of room for expansion. I could make up all sorts of stuff for people that can't make up their own shit. So a whole line of books could be there waiting in the wings. Now, I'm going to move on to my last caller. It is Dave Aldridge. This is a great message. It's really short. It's about the shortest message I think I've ever got from Dave. And another bonus, no long words, no Latin. So here we go. Great stuff from Dave Aldridge.
Yeah, Spike Pitt's three-step RPG. Best anchor podcast ever. Hands down. There's nothing more to be said, really. You managed to skewer everything. Nice one. It's Dave. I'll catch you soon.
So I hope you enjoyed those call-ins, folks. Like I say, I didn't really have too much to add. Bit busy, tied up with producing version 2.0 of my new system. So watch this space for that. We heard from Barry of Shadow of a GM, Spencer, Keep Off the Borderlands, Chris Shorb, Lonely Adventurer from the Camping with Owlbears podcast, my brother Arfed, and last but not least, Mr. Dave Aldridge of D Percentile. Thank you for listening to this Spike Pit Drive-By episode. If you've enjoyed the show, consider spreading the word via social media. Take care. Catch you later.